Living inside a castle may sound like a posh lifestyle, but the reality is it can be a bit rough at times. Structures built in the Middle Ages sometimes lack the comforts of today. We'll peek inside and outside one such place for a view of a most unique farm. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Alberto Perini is the hospitality manager at the Castiglia di Trebbio outside of Florence, Italy. This 800-acre estate has a centuries-old castle plus staples like grapes and olives. Alberto says you can make a living here in Tuscany farming, but you need to think ahead.
They have to be very large and to differentiate, to have very different activities in the agriculture. Because if you focus only on one thing, let's say wheat or wine or milk, if you do only one thing, it could be a big problem if the year doesn't run well.
To that end, this operation has continued to diversify.
First of all, we have in the years introduced other cultivations. So first we did only wine and oil. Now we produce saffron. We are the first company producing saffron. We reintroduced the cultivation of a very healthy ancient grain called the spelt, similar to barley, which was very used before World War II.
Plus, they make a line of skincare products from the seeds and oils grown here. Agritourism is another crop, in a sense, as they host weddings, tours, and a very popular class as well.
In the last 2 years, we have increased from 50 to 400 cooking classes a year. So we have now a fixed chef working here every day, and they do a whole experience. They cook their own meal, and then they eat what they have cooked, pairing with the wines.
And the owners still live here year-round in the centuries-old castle, which is rare these days.
It's one of the few castles still inhabited all year round, and they have only fireplaces. So in winter, we get snow here, we get frost, and you have to go to bed with three pajamas, you have to have your lunch with a winter jacket. It's a lifestyle. You must like this kind of life.
And many do get the experience, at least a taste of that life, with a visit here. Traveling the countryside in Florence, Italy, I'm Andrew McCray.